Well, Lord, I just pray that you open my mouth with the words that you have for us today. Open our hearts and minds to hear this message. Let your Spirit work wonderfully in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So today's Holy Trinity Sunday. It's also Father's Day. So to all you fathers, I say Happy Father's Day. Congratulations. But at that, I have to ask, so what? So what that we have to celebrate Holy Trinity Sunday? So what that we really care about the name of Jesus? I mean, really, what does a name matter? Oh, it matters a lot, doesn't it? I mean, I think back about 19 years ago, and Susie was pregnant with now a young man named Paul Thomas. And I remember however you want to look at that. Do you remember how often we sat and talked about, what are we going to name our child? What if he's a boy? What if he's a girl? For those of you that are parents, you know what I'm talking about. It was important to come up with the right name, isn't it? I mean, we settled on Paul Thomas. Paul, named after his grandfather, who was a man of great stature, 6'6", 300 pounds, a great preacher. This man carried a presence. He was named after my godfather and special uncle, Paul, who has love and care like nobody else. He's named after Thomas, my father, who also is a pastor. Now, that doesn't mean that we expect you to be a pastor. But you know what? In those names, named after those gentlemen, as well as the Apostle Paul and Thomas, we knew that God would bless him. We knew that that name would give him confidence to go through life. And we thought it was a special thing to name him after family members. Don't we do that? Don't we have a special name? And that name matters. In fact, if you receive an email from somebody that you know you're going to meet, don't you already picture what that person looks like based on that name? I mean, if it's the person's name is Alfred, you already know that you have a certain age perspective in the name of Alfred, right? And it might be a 5-year-old, but you already have decided in your mind that Alfred is probably at least 55 or 60 years old, has a certain build, right? Don't you do that? A name carries a lot of weight. And so today, as we hear the gospel message that Brian just read from us, we hear that we should go out in authority and power, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is important. It is with this in mind that we draw our attention to this message, that we place great importance on names. You see, when we hear those words, go and make disciples of all nations, every man, woman, and child, not just those we like and know, but every woman, man, and child, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you to the very end of the age. This may sound strange to some of you, but it's a perfect time to ask the old Lutheran question, what does this mean? You know, going through seminary, this question comes up a lot. What does this mean? I'm expected to answer that. So I'm asking you this question, what does this mean that we should baptize everybody in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Why would we ask that? We know it means the Great Commission to go and teach everybody and baptize, right? But what does that mean for us in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Why do we use this particular passage on a regular basis on Trinity Sunday? Why do we do that? Why is it that on Holy Trinity Sunday we talk about this? Well, maybe it's because in this passage in Matthew 28 is one of the only times we hear the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit mentioned together in that form. Maybe, probably not. But remember, names are important, aren't they? Names mean something. The triune name of the Almighty God means something special, and it brings up a very important point. Have you noticed that this name of God is singular? He doesn't say, in the name of the Father, also in the name of the Son, and also in the name of the Holy Spirit. No, he says, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's one name. He's putting it all together. It's a big deal. As the Athanasian Creed so plainly stated for us just a little bit ago, the Godhead of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one. There are not three eternals, but one eternal. There are not three uncreated infinites, but one uncreated infinite, not three almighties. You can say it with me, but one almighty. That's right. One singular name of the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's important. It says something that our Father, our God, is created as one. But it still doesn't help us clear anything up as far as what this Great Commission is all about. You see, I understand as well as any of you that as we go through life, life gets tough. It gets frustrating. How do we carry out this Great Commission in a world where there's a lot of people we don't really care for? Why should I want to share God's message with those people that aren't very nice to me? Why should I want to do this? You know, and how should I be faithful in such an unfaithful world where people don't respect what God has for us? Help me here. You're going to need more than just saying that we should do it because the name of God is powerful, right? There's got to be more to this whole disciple-making process. Don't we all struggle with this at times? How do we do this? And why should we do it in the name of God? In the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? What does that mean? See, that is why this passage is picked for Holy Trinity Sunday. Today is the day that our Almighty God reminds us of how special, how powerful His name is. As baptized children of God, when we are baptized, we have the mark of our Lord and Savior put upon our heart and upon our forehead. Do you remember the last baptism that was up here? Do you remember how Pastor, and I believe it was probably Gloria, wasn't it? When he baptized her, he says, I mark you with the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, both upon your breast and upon your heart, as a redeemed child of God. It is that important that God puts His name on each and every one of us. See, as I introduced the sermon, and I started talking about the name that I gave to Paul Thomas, I did kind of forget one part of it, didn't I? We kind of share the same name, don't we? Do you think I would name somebody that I don't care the same name that I have? If I didn't care about my son, would I allow him to have the same name as me? Yes, I care about you. And in the way that I care about my son, God, our Heavenly Father, marks us with His name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, on our heart, on our head. He marks us with His name and marks us His child, His forgiven heir. And that gives us power, power and authority to go out and share His message of salvation with those around us. Because in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He gives us power. When we think of the God that we profess in the name of the creed, and I'm not going to go into the whole Athanasian creed, but when we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, we have a God who on this Father's Day is the perfect example for each and every one of us fathers. He created the whole world for us to enjoy, to celebrate in a perfect state. And when we screw it up, isn't He there for us every time to forgive us, to put His arm around us and say, you are forgiven? We have a God who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to take on the form of a human being, to die on a cross. Yes, God came down to earth. The one who created the heavens and earth sent His Son, Jesus, to take on our form, to suffer a life of a human being with sin around us, to be ridiculed, to be spit upon, to be beaten up, to put nails through His hands and His feet, and to die a most painful and miserable death because He loved us and cared for us so very much. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian faith, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Not only did God create this whole wonderful place, and when we think of creation, these last couple days are a pretty amazing creation, isn't it? The beautiful weather, we look outside and see the trees, the animals, the plants, the flowers that He has created. He sent the Son that died on the cross because He loves us so very much, but He doesn't stop there. He sends us the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to grow our faith inside of us, to fill us with His Spirit, to do amazing and powerful things in the name of Jesus. In the name of God the Father, we can do powerful and mighty things and not have to be afraid of what might come next. Because God is powerful. In the name of Jesus, there is power and authority that we can't imagine He could do on our own. But with His power, with His strength, and with the Holy Spirit working in us and through us, we can have strength to share His message and remember that there is that power in His name. It's easy to forget that once in a while, isn't it? It's easy to forget that we have a God that is powerful and mighty, that loves us and created us so very much. You see, today, we remember how special we are in God's eyes. He loved us so much and cared for us so much. He doesn't just create the world and leave us in it, but He sent Jesus. But He didn't just leave it at that. He sends the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to fill us, to work in us and through us on a regular basis. As we get ready to move on and to go to the rest of the service here, I want to leave you with a little bit of homework. Think about this for a moment. How often, and not just on Holy Trinity Sunday, do we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Quite a bit, don't we? We start the service in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We receive a blessing. It's in a creed that we believe and that we state and profess. We receive forgiveness in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We receive communion, and it's in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in that name that He has written in our hearts and our foreheads, we can remember that there's a reason that we do this. This Trinitarian blessing, the blessing that God gives us, this life-giving triune name continually echoes in our ears. We hear it over and over again, but we have to remember to put it in our hearts and our minds and our souls, because we are marked as His child. We have the name of God on us as His baptized child to give us the power to move forward. We are special, special enough that God has put His name on us. You see, the name of God Himself serves to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to the reality of Emmanuel, the reality that Almighty God is keeping His word. As we heard Brian read the last sentence, he says, "Behold, I am," and that's another name for God, "I am, with you always to the very end of the age." Now, there's going to be times that are tough. There's going to be times that might get frustrating. There might be times that you're saying, "God, I've been asking you for this over and over again. Why isn't it working?" We need to remember that He is with us always to the very end of the age. You see, look around. We're not just witnessing His love. As I wrote this, I wrote the word witnessing and seeing His love, seeing His message. It reminded me of a marketing campaign from about 5 or 6 years ago that started in the city of Cleveland. And there was a lot of billboards that said, "Witness." Basketball fans, you might know what I'm talking about. It was, "Witness the amazing thing that's coming. LeBron James." And now in these finals, we might not think that's such a great thing. But LeBron James is an absolutely fantastic basketball player. One of the best ever to play the game. But this marketing campaign was one that says, "Be ready to witness LeBron James." My fellow redeemed, we aren't here just to witness the power of God in our lives. We are here to experience it. In order to witness LeBron James, we would have to go to a stadium to watch it with 10, 12,000 other people, or see it on a television screen and watch him like this play basketball. But no, we are experiencing the power and authority of God in our lives. We don't have to just watch it happen. It can be part of us. It is the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. And that is a reason to celebrate Holy Trinity Sunday, isn't it? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.